No, I don't think so. I believe I have done my absolute utmost to hold the, if you want to call it a coalition, together over the last 9 months. In the main, it has worked very well together. They've been very supportive, very constructive, and I intend to continue to pursue that route. I'm very disappointed that Mr. Caron has left me in this situation, and really it's very much down to Mr. Caron now as to how he decides to pursue his politics over the next 4 years. No doubt he has his reasons for putting party before country, and we will hear a lot more about it, I'm sure, in the time ahead.
His voting against this didn't come as a particular surprise to you then yesterday. You'd been forewarned about this.
Yes, as I say, Mr. Caron supported the resolution when it was presented to us in the Council of Ministers. And initially, I was confident that he would continue that support right through to the debate. It's only really following the pressure which has been put on him by the leadership of the Liberal Bannon Party to step outside of that agreement and to vote against the resolution. It was only really over the weekend that I found out that from Mr. Caron that he intended, and in fact was instructed by his leadership, to vote against the Pinewood issue. So in that sense, I still had hoped, right up to the vote yesterday, he may have relented and recognised there was a much wider benefit to the party, as well as to himself personally, to have one of their members as a member, as a minister within the Council of Ministers. I had hoped that that might have prevailed, but unfortunately it didn't, and Mr. Caron carried out the instruction from his leadership that he had to vote against.
That makes it a resignation, really, more than a sacking, if you like. He chose to go rather than was pushed.
It was a decision Mr. Caron made fully and was fully aware of the consequences of that decision when it was taken. So it was a decision taken very much with his eyes wide open.
There's lots of new faces in sort of Tynwald. Does that make it a difficult, will that make your job difficult in finding a replacement for this position?
There are some talented people in Tynwald. Some have varying levels of experience at the moment. We have some very good new members coming in, but I would suspect many of them still need another year or two to sharpen up their political skills. But whoever takes over this role, I'm sure will be very capable and very able to carry out the responsibilities given to him or her.
Is it a case of finding a replacement for that one department, or are you looking to actually do a cabinet reshuffle?
All the options are open to me at the moment, and I haven't made a decision at all. I've said at the very outset that I would not envisage the whole of the Council of Ministers staying together in its original form for the whole 5 years, as in fact happened in the last 5 years. I've already identified that there will be changes from time to time. But I've not made any decision at all on that. I need a few days just to think about it, to talk to people, and I'll come back with my decision next week.
Have you any objections in principle to appointing ministers from the upper house?
That, I think, does create a problem. We have some talented people in the Legislative Council. Unfortunately, many of them have not ever faced a public election. And there is, I think, a strong feeling amongst the House of Keys in particular that ministers in future should always come from the House of Keys itself. Now, I'm not ruling out the possibility of considering ministers from LegCo at some point, but I think in the present circumstances, at this time of a new house, it would be wrong to consider ministers from LegCo at this point.
Just talking of the public there, how do you expect the public to react to this decision?
I hope the public will recognise the sincerity of the reason why this decision has been taken. As I say, it's not been an easy one, and I very much regret seeing Mr. Caron leave the Council of Ministers. But I hope people will realise that if government is to function effectively, we have to have clear rules and guidelines for the Council of Ministers in particular to be able to operate. And we also, as I've said, have to have continuity across the piece, that we can't have one rule for backbenchers and one rule for ministers in terms of collective responsibility. I suspect there has been a view outside, questioning how long the Liberal Bannons will stay in government, whether they would at some point decide that they would prefer to be a party of opposition rather than making a constructive commitment to government. So in some respects, I think there won't be a complete surprise. But, you know, I make this announcement, as I say, with some disappointment, but I have to live in the real world of politics. Mr. Caron's made his choice. I have to move on. Government has to move on. We have some very difficult challenges ahead, and I have to ensure now that we can put a team together which will provide the island with the best government we can manage.
Does the whole issue raise questions over...